It's time to Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatment with Bill and OC on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Well, next week on Ask the Expert, we may have to talk about injuries to UFC fighters. I hope we don't have to do that if my buddy Sean O'Connell comes back from Boston unscathed, but that's next week. Today, we talked to Tosh orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mike Holmstrom here on the Bill and OC show on ESPN 700. Dr. Holmstrom, how are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. All right, two quarterback questions for you today. First, Peyton Manning. We don't know if he's going to ever play a game again. Apparently, he didn't look right. He hasn't looked right over the last couple of weeks. We found out after the loss on Sunday that he apparently was playing with a quad tear. Now, to me, anytime you have a muscle tear, it sounds pretty bad. But a quad tear sounds exceptionally bad, and apparently he's had it for a few weeks. Explain to folks what a quadriceps tear is and how that could have impacted Peyton Manning's play.
Yeah, so the quadriceps is the muscle in the front of your thigh that hooks into your kneecap. It gets its name. It's four different muscles that all come together to a tendon that attaches into your kneecap. Some people tear the tendon itself kind of right where it attaches. In that case, you often have to go do surgery to fix it. He sounds like he tore one of them called the rectus femoris, kind of more in the muscle part of it.
And so what would that have meant for a guy like Peyton Manning? He's not a guy that runs around a ton and not a guy that does, but he is a guy who's, you know, almost 40 years old but still plays at a very high level. How would that quad tear have impacted his game the other day?
Yeah, your quad's essential. It's what supports you. You know, you need your quad so your leg doesn't collapse. You need your quad to provide a good base for you so you can throw, et cetera. Anytime you have pain like that, it's like a deep bruised muscle. It's going to cause pain in your body. Will shut the muscle down some and make it weak.
So plant leg, when he's stepping to throw, that could have impacted it a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Might have been the reason why a lot of those passes were fluttering and not getting there the way they usually do, right?
Yeah, I just couldn't get a good base, you know. If your legs aren't there for you, it's hard to work your way up the kinetic chain.
He sure didn't seem like a guy after the game that was looking to come back, but we'll see what happens. He may come back for another year. The other quarterback is still playing. And we found out last week Aaron Rodgers had a calf issue. It was a calf strain for most of the week. Then late in the week on Friday, we found out it was a calf tear.
Uh-huh.
It was 18 degrees at Lambeau Field. It was cold. I really thought, as good as he is, Rodgers really moves around the pocket, and he doesn't run a ton, but he'll run a little bit too. I thought the calf tear might be too much. He played with it. He won with it. What will it do this? I mean, 5 days rest, is that really enough time to help a torn calf?
You know, the athletes, they're in really good shape. Again, it's similar. He's obviously played well on it so far. The key really is, you know, can you keep the inflammation, the swelling under control such that, again, you can have that good base and perform how you need to?
Yeah, I'm wondering, against it won't be 18 degrees in Seattle, but he's going to be playing a much more athletic get-after-you defense in Seattle and playing on an artificial surface. Now, it was a pretty cold and somewhat frozen surface in Lambeau. Would artificial turf impact that calf at all?
I don't know that it would impact it per se. You know, the calf, anytime you have to push off with your foot, you know, running, passing, et cetera, you know, if you have pain in your calf from pushing off, it's obviously going to affect you that way. So I think it's more the actions you're doing as opposed to the surface.
Dr. Holmstrom, I've got some information that's just come into me that you may in some way, shape, or form know John Wright. Is this correct?
I do. He's a good friend from college days.
Johnny is a good friend of mine as well. Is there anything from an orthopedic standpoint that you could do to help his golf swing? It's really good now, but John's getting old like all of us. Pretty soon he's going to be breaking down like Tiger Woods. He may be coming in to see you to fix his bot. Would you do your best to keep John on the senior circuit?
I'll do my best to keep him going as long as we can.
All right, that'll be good stuff. How do folks get a hold of you if they have any orthopedic questions or if they have torn calf or quad muscles, Dr. Holmstrom?
They can just call us here at Tosh. We're happy to see anyone, whether it's a simple question, a sprain, up to most complex surgery being done in the whole country can be done here. So,
do you work on backs? Because I think John Wright's got a bad back.
I don't do backs personally, but there are people here who do backs, both surgical and non-surgical treatments of them.
Get a hold of Johnny, your old fraternity brother, and tell him you have a colleague that can help fix his back. But, you know, golfers and bad backs are a bad combination.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hard. You have to twist a little bit. But even with a bad back, I'm sure he can still beat me. So
he's pretty good. Hey, thanks, Dr. Holmstrom. We'll talk to you
soon.
Anytime. From Tosh, and a Tosh orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Mike Holmstrom with us here on the Bill and OC show this afternoon. Ask the Expert. We do it every Tuesday at this time.